Blog Talk Radio.
Well, he used to lead Santa's sleigh. And
until he got fired, and then he retired. Now he's old, half blind, and gray. Bucky, the one-eyed reindeer, he led the pack before Rudolph's time. He had honor and scruples, and he had two pupils until that fateful night. It was Christmas Eve, 1928. They were heading through New York and running late. So Bucky took a shortcut across Times Square, and Christmas Eve stopped right then and there. Bucky was unlucky. It was foggy and he didn't see the giant Christmas tree. When branches meet antlers, bad things happen and presents go flying. Christmas gets canceled and children start crying. Bucky the one-eyed reindeer, well, he used to lead Santa's sleigh until he got fired, and then he retired. Now he's old, half blind, and gray. Bucky the one-eyed reindeer, he led the pack before Rudolph's time. He had honor and scruples, and he had two pupils until that fateful night. It took the rails right off the sled, then Santa nearly broke his head. The balls got smashed, the reindeers got trashed, and the very next year the stock market crashed. Poor Bucky, unlucky. That reindeer team never ever flew together again. Without warning, no Christmas morning. Some say it was an act of reindeer aggression. Others say it led us to the Great Depression. Bucky the one-eyed reindeer lost a reindeer eye that day. And now he's retired in Boca Raton, where he's old, half blind, and gray.
What a sad story that was.
Christmas! Ho, 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 ho. What is it good for? Giving lots of presents. Hanukkah! Oi, 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 oi. What is it good for? Spinning nuts and dreidels. Kwanzaa!
Christmas, the Santa's elves. Here's the Christmas twist.
Put down that glass of cocoa. Put down that cup of tea. Come on, everybody, do the Christmas twist with me. Now shake your body.
Shake your body.
Do the bird, it's cold.
Do the bird, it's cold.
Swing and rock your hips. That's how you do the Christmas twist. You've been a little naughty, you want on Santa's list. Then come on everybody now and do the Christmas twist. Now shake your body.
Shake your body.
Do the bird, it's cold.
Do the bird, it's cold.
Get on Santa's list. Come on now and do the Christmas twist.
Your hips,
come.
Just a little crypto Santa.
Just a little crypto.
letter to Santa Claus. Dear Santa, I don't want any gifts or presents or any nonsense like that. No, I just want an autographed picture of you in your red long johns. Your kisses, sweeter than holly, under the mistletoe, we'll be so jolly. All I want you to do for me is trim my tree, 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 tree. K-R-I-N-G-L-E, Santa's what it means to me. Y-U-M-M-E-E-E, yummy, Santa, please. Oh, Santa, I think you should consider an alternative lifestyle. Nothing wrong with that.
Just a little Chris. Hope you're having fun with these different Christmas songs. Here's Kmart Fighting.
Ho, 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 ho. Ho, 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 ho. Everybody was Kmart fighting. Those shoppers were fast as lightning. In fact, there was some kicking and biting.
Ouch.
Black Friday can really be frightening.
Oh.
I went into a Kmart and I got into a fight.
Oh, oh, fire!
Ladies, ladies,
Kmart fighting, Santa's elves. It's on Christmas Day.
Wake up, hear those Christmas bells sound. I said, wake up, put your feet on the ground, 'cause it's Christmas and there's joy all around. There's no need to be unhappy. Downstairs, that's the place you should go. Put on slippers so you won't stub your toe. There's a tree there, underneath you will find all the gifts Santa left behind. It's fun to get some presents on Christmas Day. It's fun to get some presents on Christmas Day. Get some presents on Christmas Day. All your family and friends, they will give and receive. Christmas spirit is all you need. Grandma got a yellow Snuggie, and then Grandpa got an HDTV. Then my mother served a festive cuisine. There was coffee, tea, and crumpets. My turn. Lots of presents for me I will open, with my face full of glee. Wrapping paper flying every which way. Merry Christmas, Christmas, hooray. It's fun to open presents on Christmas Day. It's fun to get some presents on Christmas Day.
Christmas Day, fun song there from Santa's Elves. Now it's Reindeer Love.
Thank you.
flying all night on Christmas Eve. Got a job to do and Saint Nick to please. But every time to the right we veer, I see my baby, she's a fine reindeer. When I'm exhausted and the hauling is too much, I look at Blitzen and my heartbeat is to rush. She's my sexy boy. We got a thing and it's called reindeer love. We got a thing in the air, reindeer love.
You better be good, yeah. it's on the atomic clock.
Wrap it, the Santa's Elves. That's the last song from them. Now I'm thinking about playing this Damage Control comedy show. It's a little strong, so I'm going to give you a little warning. I'll just run the show. I won't do any talking during this because it's got a lot of weird stuff in it. Here are Damage Control comedy, Bipolar Express.
It's a dark time in my life. At this point, I'd stopped believing in Santa Claus. Mother was a whore and Dad had sped off into the night. My brother had lost his foot in an incredibly horrible kickball accident. And there I was, with nothing but my ransacked clothing made out of the day's newspaper. No faith, no hope. And when I heard that train pull up in the yard, I quickly put on my newspaper pants and I ran to get on board.
Okay, kids. All of you on the verge of no longer believing in Santa, so I'm going to make you believe by taking you up to the North Pole. Sounds like fun, doesn't it? Despite the fact this train has faulty brakes, the tracks are broken, we don't have seatbelts, and there's a smelly bum living on the top, I think you're really going to enjoy this trip.
But I don't want to go to the North Pole. I'm scared.
Oh, don't be scared. It's okay. I'm here for you.
Really?
Hell no, you little punk. If you don't want to go see Santa, get the hell off my train. Now, is there anyone else here who wants to get off? Good. Then shut your little pie holes till we get to the North Pole. In the meantime, who wants some hot chocolate?
Me.
Okay, kids, here you go. We love children, and hot chocolate is just the thing to make you all warm and fuzzy inside.
What the hell is this? It's just a package of hot cocoa powder. Where are the dancing waiters with the hot water?
We had to stop using water because some old hag burned herself and sued us. Now sit back and let's have a nice smooth ride to the North Pole. Whee!
You said we were going to have a smooth ride.
Yeah, whatever. Okay, children, we're finally here at the North freaking Pole.
Mr. Conductor, Timmy's afraid to tell you this, but he might have gone poo-poo in his pants a little during the last curve.
That's okay. Don't worry, Timmy. This will be our little secret. I won't tell anyone.
Oh my gosh, what's that smell?
Calm down, little Timmy the turd burglar here just shat himself.
I thought you weren't going to tell anybody.
Shut it, Timmy. It's that time of year for sharing. Okay, everybody off and bring your tickets. Santa's waiting.
How are we going to find Santa?
It's simple. We just follow the magic bells. Do you hear that?
No.
Do you hear it now?
No.
How about that? I was just messing with you, kid. I don't hear any bells either.
Ew, I smell something awful.
Oh, I meant to tell you, besides Timmy crapping himself and me shooting the breeze down Santa Claus Lane, looks like the elves have had another reindeer shit fight. Holy crap, what time is it? Past midnight? Son of a bitch. Santa's already gone.
What?
Hey, at least you got a free ride on a train. Next time I'll make you sit on the roof of that smelly old bum. Remember, kids, the lesson here is to always be on time. Or, instead of the magic of Christmas, you just get the disappointment of seeing little people covered in shit.
As I stepped from the train and glanced downward, I smiled at the message the wily conductor had punched into my magic ticket. It was advice that would serve me well throughout my life. It read, "Be on time and don't crap yourself. Santa's watching."
My name is Bo Jingles, and I'm the Christmas cat. You never seen or heard anyone like me.
Wow, that cat, he can fly.
Look, that cat has a little bow on his head.
My name is Bo Jingles, and I'm the Christmas cat. There's no other Christmas character like me.
Look, Bo Jingles, he can scale a building by sticking to the wall.
And he can read minds and walk through walls, just like Doug Henning.
My name is Bo Jingles, and I'm the Christmas cat. I walk around town spreading cheer, and I wear a bow on my head.
That's why they call him Bo Jingles. He's a magical Christmas cat.
He keeps the litter box under the mistletoe, and it smells like Christmas pine.
He shoots sparkles of Christmas cheer out of his rear. It's a Christmas miracle.
My name is Bo Jingles, and I'm the Christmas cat. I've never saved Christmas, and that's a fact.
Bo Jingles has never saved Christmas? What a fraud.
You can't be a beloved Christmas character and have action figures and dolls and stuffed animals made in your likeness unless you've saved Christmas.
Why, Bo Jingles, why?
You lying Christmas bastard!
Jingles! Christmas is over!
Bo Jingles is dead. Why?
It's okay. Cats have 9 lives.
My name is Bo Jingles, and I was the Christmas cat. I had 9 lives, so I'll be back. And when I return, my name will be Jean-Pierre Lafitte. And I will be the hero of Bastille Day. And I'll still have a bow on my head, simply because it's fancy, and I like it, and I'm a cat.
His name's Bo Jingles, he's a crazy cat. He never saved Christmas, and that's a fact. Gonna come back on Bastille Day, smoking cigarettes and eat beignets.
Hey, Bob, you fought back there?
What do you mean?
You know, cut one, squeeze a cheese, the old two-bun salute.
Yeah, I guess I had a little too much eggnog.
A little too much eggnog's right, buddy. But lighten up, everybody rips one now and then. Hell, remember our corporate Christmas party last week?
Sure I do.
Dude, I was blasting them left and right.
You know, I didn't smell anything wrong. In fact, it smelled like Christmas pine.
Well, hold on to your chestnuts, buddy, because that Christmas pine was my ass.
Wow, how did you get your ass to smell like a treat?
Well, I used these.
Dr. Rose's Flatulence Fragrance Pads with new holiday scents? Where'd you get those?
Initially, I picked them up at the Christmas store in the mall, but you can get them in any drugstore or flower shop.
Wow, so how does it work?
It's simple, Jackwad. Just place one of Dr. Rose's Flatulence Fragrance Pads in your underwear, using the batonet adhesive backing, and you're ready for a day of farting your way to freshness. Now, it may sound like you crapped your pants, but it will smell like a freaking holiday feast.
Wow, that smells like pumpkin pie.
One of over 30 different holiday scents, so what do you think?
Sounds too good to be true.
You bet your frosty snowballs it does. And it comes in junior size, so that Tiny Tim can leave jolly old St. Nick with the freshness of mistletoe to cover up that skid mark on his knee.
Wow, if this works, it's going to be a Merry Christmas after all.
Hey, buddy, how was your Christmas?
It couldn't have been better.
So I guess the pads are working for you.
Yeah, are you kidding? Bend over and smell my Christmas joy.
Sounds like you crapped yourself. But it smells like roast turkey.
Dr. Rose's Flatulence Fragrance Pads and 30 new holiday scents, including new marshmallow and cranberry. With Dr. Rose, the gas you pass becomes freshness at last.
It's the holiday season. Your company's downsizing. Let's face it, the economy sucks. Everyone's doing it, and you need to fire that special someone.
Hello, are you Jim Goodwin?
Yes, I'm Jim.
But now you've been cut. Here's a gift. We've spent a few bucks. Congratulations, you've just been fired. Why don't you just stay home?
You can get rid of unwanted employees, slackers, losers, safely by sending them a firogram. It's a great way to let them know you appreciate them as people, but their work is subpar.
Yes.
You're no longer working with us. You're no longer working with us. You're no longer working with us. So just stay right here.
We have firograms for any occasion. Sleeping with the secretary, stealing pens, insubordination, body odor.
You're working hard as hell, but we think you smell.
And with firogram, you won't have to worry about any sudden shooting sprees. We terminate each employee in the comfort of their own home. Plus, we drop off their severance pay, identification material, and their office key.
Hello, I'm Sam Hogan, president of Firogram, Inc.
1 year I terminated an employee for being a slackass. He came back and shot me in the chest with a round of metal slugs. Then I started Firogram. It's brilliant. You can fire anyone with just one simple phone call. You can do it safely, effectively, and for no reason at all. Just pick up the phone and call me. And bam, they're fired.
WSUK presents Holiday Tips.
During the holiday season, be sure not to offend people of different races, creeds, colors, or religious backgrounds. Remember, just because they dress weird, worship animal deities, or make up extra holidays to obtain more gifts, doesn't mean that they should feel left out. In fact, embrace their differences by giving them a hug. And remember, it's also a good idea to carry a small bottle of hand sanitizer.
WSUK presents Holiday Tips.
Here's a fun tip that will add a touch of peacefulness to the season. Gather the kids and bake a batch of gingerbread cookies. Add an additional half cup of liquid cold medicine. Top it off with peppermint tea steeped with cannabis. Soon, your little loved ones will have sugar plums dancing in their heads. Tuck them into bed and take the night off to read a book or update your profile on bestialitysingles.com.
This holiday tip was sponsored by Gusty Rippington, Bygone Days of Radio. If it's old and dusty, just listen to Gusty.
They have practiced and performed their art for years. They have entertained kings, queens, celebrities, and presidents. They are the world's greatest street drummers. Using simple, everyday objects, they create mesmerizing, rhythmic music. And for the first time this winter, the world's greatest percussionists are coming face to face with Santa Claus.
And pounding on your favorite holiday characters.
Suncoast Petroleum presents A Stompin' Good Christmas. Watch as the world's most skillful drummers make sounds by pounding on Santa and his magical friends. New York Watchdog Media says Stompin' Good Christmas is a laugh riot. Chicago Star Chronicle says if you're gonna see a show with smelly street people beating holiday characters, this is the one. The Nevada State Reporter says Santa's head sounds like a hollow coconut. Stompin' Good Christmas, this fall at the Performing Arts Center.
Check local newspapers for showtimes.
Mr. Harrison, I understand you're looking for some temporary employment this Christmas.
Times are tough. Need to make a little extra money for the holidays.
All right, well, let's see what we can do for you here. Quite a resume. It says here most recently you were a fudge packer.
Yes, I was. I was a fudge packer. I worked in a fudge factory in Wisconsin for the last 5 years.
Well, that certainly sounds like a sweet job. You were also a ball handler.
Well, the official title was ball boy. And it was a little break in the action, run up there and grab the tennis player's balls and run like hell and get out of the way.
Before that, you were a fluffer?
Mega Pillow Mart. Great job. Hours were kind of, you know.
And 2 years as a stool sampler.
I worked for Custom Bars Incorporated, you know. I had to use my fingers a lot to feel everything, make sure it was okay.
I see. And before that, it looks like you were an art framer and a plumber. Well, those are certainly respectable professions.
Yeah. Top of the line, I want to brag, but I worked for Well Hung Framing. You know how they are. And I used to lay a lot of pipe.
Oh, good for you. It says here you were a cock. What is that all about?
Well, you know, I used to live in South Carolina, so I dressed up like a cock, jumped up and down like an idiot, and hung out with the cheerleaders.
It says here you were also a dick. Was that a related position?
No. I was a private dick, you know, working divorce cases in Queens.
I see. Were you a good dick?
I'm going to tell you one thing. I was a real dick, all right? A lot of fake dicks out there. A lot of plastic people running around, you know, fake badges. I was a real deal. A real dick.
Well, nothing like a real dick. It looks like 1999, you were a dike inspector.
I was. I had to check their cracks and their holes, make sure nothing was leaking. Not an easy job, you know. You get kind of a lot of pressure with the dikes and the holes. And, man, you don't make the right decision. Put your finger in the wrong hole or plug the wrong dike. Oh, my God. Bam!
Well, that dike could just blow up in your face. Wow, that's dangerous. Now, this Link-a-Chink company, is that an internet dating service? Tell me.
No. Fence company. We had this motto, a million links, you won't buy no chinks in our fencing.
Well, you can't have chinks in your fencing.
No. Doesn't mix.
Yeah. So you just eliminated the chinks, basically. Yeah. Well, this is quite a long resume. Rear entry supervisor at a prison. It even says you worked in England collecting fags in the restroom.
I sure did. I had to go in there and pick up their butts and throw them out.
Wow. Good job picking up those fags. Well, you certainly had a lot of different jobs here. But I have to ask you, of all the jobs, which position was your favorite?
69. Definitely 69.
I'm sorry, 69?
I was Inspector 69 at a woman's underwear factory. That was a cake job. And man, that paid good.
Well, I certainly hope we can meet your expectations in that department. It certainly seems as though you have quite a bit of experience. It's a very solid resume. I'd say the job is yours.
Oh, that's great. I'm going to be able to afford Christmas gifts for the kids. Thank
Congratulations,
you.
And welcome to Blowjohn's Hair Salon.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here who can tell me what Christmas is all about?
I think I can. Lights, please. Christmas is about getting the most toys. It's about guilt. It's about me, me, me. It's about being first in line on Black Friday. It's about giving just enough to get more than you give. It's about hurting people by giving them ironic, insulting gifts without them realizing you're insulting them. It's about waking up early and trying to subtly insinuate you don't like your gifts without pissing off your parents. It's about giving your friends the gift of the latest technology so they can use it to avoid meaningful personal communication. And that's the true meaning of Christmas.
Can you repeat that? I was downloading some porn on my phone.
Coming to the Performing Arts Center, the play based on the novel, based on the movie about the songs that were inspired by the true story of a person who wrote the original songs. It's My Mamma Mia's Moving Out. Come see the touching story of a character from a dream who was originally based on a short poem about a nurse who daringly rescued a young boy who turned out to be her long-lost adopted son, of which the original artist who wrote the songs was inspired by his embellished story. You'll experience some of the most dazzling on-stage performances by a cast of unknowns who acted with the guy who wrote the first version of a musical that was a parody of the second off-Broadway production of the remake of Hair. Experience the rehashes, remixes, and redos of some of the most beloved, overplayed music of your mother's sister's generation.
My Mamma Mia's moving out.
My Mamma Mia's moving out. My Mamma Mia's moving out.
My Mamma Mia's moving out. This weekend at the Performing Arts Center, located next to the library, down the street from the police station, across the river, and adjacent to the post office.
Okay, are you guys ready to sing at the first house?
You know, I'm not sure people in this day and age want to hear Christmas caroling anymore.
What, are you kidding me? Everybody loves a good sing-along, especially during the holidays.
Not me, but whatever.
Okay, come on, everybody. Quiet, here's the first house.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what a...
Wow, that looked painful. What the hell was that all about?
It's all right, it's all right. Don't let some little bastard like that ruin our fun. Come on, to the next house.
Take the
hallway out. Get out of here! Quick!
See, I told you this caroling thing wasn't a good idea. Bob got his nuts kicked in, and now Jimmy's got a dog bite on his rear.
Look, I am sick of you being such a Scrooge. This is about having fun. It's Christmas time, and people want to be cheered up. And we are going to cheer them up.
We three kings of Orient.
This is crazy. We've been kicked in the nuts, chased by a dog, and pissed on. When's it gonna stop?
Look, it's about the spirit of Christmas. You guys can quit, but I am not a quitter. I am not gonna stop until everybody on this block is happy. Now, one more time.
Okay, but this time let's stand back away from the house a little bit, just in case someone gets a funny idea.
God bless you, merry gentlemen,
they're going to your... Hey, get out of the road!
Has this happened in your neighborhood? Every year, hundreds of innocent singers are either killed or injured by the thoughtless, unkind acts of others. During this holiday season, do your part in the fight against Christmas caroler abuse. Join me and all my musical friends at the National Aquarium for a silent yet singing auction on December 22nd. This non-silent and quite gay Christmas auction will feature many celebrity autographed items, a nipple-piercing pagoda, and a special appearance by the Transgender Jews for Jesus Choir. Plus, kids will have an opportunity to meet a retired postal worker. Sign me up! And don't forget to bring the old folks for our 5th annual denture toss. It's holiday fun for the whole family. You can sit on Santa's lap, and if the front door's blocked, don't be afraid to go in the rear entrance. I'm not. At the National Aquarium. For tickets, call 555-3721 or visit us online at www.magicunderpants.com.
WSUK presents Holiday Tips.
Taking out the Christmas ornaments and decorating a tree is a great way to spend time with your loved ones. Make sure to set aside an entire day to go through old keepsakes, handmade ornaments, and try to incorporate them into your holiday decor.
Also, it's a good idea to have young ones participate. Children are very gullible, and if you play your cards right, you can trick them into thinking that a chore is actually fun. It's also a good way to illustrate the sacrifices you've made, and to remind them that their older brother or sister, who once had potential, is heading down the wrong path.
They're coming! Come join us at the Bay Pines Memorial Hospital this weekend for a visit to
Santa's Drill Team!
These friendly fellows will be cheering up patients, old people, and immigrants during the 5th annual
Merry Militia Cheer for Christmas!
Witness 15 military-style Santas during a special black belt martial arts exhibition! It's Santa soldiers versus
the evil elves!
Cut him down! Stop by the military training booth, sign up for self-defense, and
stab an elf yourself!
Kids, learn how to build an AR-15. Plus, you can join in on the action by volunteering at the stun gun booth. Experience the full power of electricity the way Benjamin Franklin did. This weekend at Bay Pines Memorial Hospital, it's
the Merry Militia Cheer for Christmas!
Well, gather around, you young ones, and let old Grandpa tell you the story of Christmas.
It's about the baby Jesus, isn't it?
Why, yes it is, but it didn't quite happen like they said it did. Now sit down and shut up and let old Grandpa tell you the true story of Christmas. Once upon a time, about 2,000 years ago, in a universe very far away, there was a captain of a starship named Jesus. Jesus had been flying around the galaxy in this starship for several years. At about the same time, I was walking in the desert on a planet we call Earth. I had just figured out how to communicate with aliens using a tuning fork and a crystal ball. Jesus picked up my frequency and thought it was a distress call from the Intergalactic Federation. When en route to rendezvous with the signal, he poured it through a black hole. Now, when he came out the other side, his ship was badly damaged, and his clothes were missing. In a panic, he disguised himself as a midget and teleported to a location about 20 feet from where I was standing. He didn't know what to do, so I hid him in a barn and used my flare gun to signal for help. Damn if all these gypsies didn't show up smoking weed and trying to cover up the smell with incense. They saw the nude space midget and started bowing. Jesus quickly built an android that resembled himself and poured it back to his ship. No one has ever seen or heard from him since. But before he vanished, he left a black box with a voice recording telling everyone that once a year, we should be nice to each other and decorate pine trees.
Grandpa, you're full of crap.
Now that's what your mother used to say, and look what happened to her. She's a whore.
That was Damage Control Comedy. Hope you enjoyed that. A little bit different than what I usually play, but I thought it was kind of fun. Have a nice day, nice night, wherever you are. See you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.